Joining us now live is Butch Arben. Butch is the longtime captain of the Ocean City, Maryland Beach Patrol. Captain Arben, thank you so much for joining us. Your team of lifeguards have been busy this weekend saving people. What's it been like there?
Well, as you thank you for allowing us to get this safety message out. That's what makes the difference. Yeah, we on Saturday had 152 rescues. Yesterday, 230 rescues. The rescue numbers are down right now for today, but we have less guards right now than we would have during the summer. So the few that we have working are working hard. And again, everyone went home safe yesterday and everyone went home safe Saturday. So that's the most important.
Captain Arben, can you explain for people what it's like? What is happening for swimmers when they're getting into the water? What does a rip current mean?
Okay, well, it's very simple. When the bad weather, this hurricanes or tropical storms came by midweek, the ocean looks nasty. But after they go by, they suck away all the clouds, the humidity. You have perfectly good weather, but what's left behind are waves, and the waves coming into the beach have to make their way back out. And when the waves are making their way back out, they can't go through the over the sandbar or through it, but they go through these openings, which causes a small channel of fast-moving water away from the beach. So what a rip current is, it's very much like being on a treadmill. So when you try to run on a treadmill, it keeps going the other direction. Well, rip current's the same thing. And a fast-moving rip current will move faster than an Olympic swimmer can swim. So when a person's in a rip current, they're being pulled into deeper water. They thought they were only going to go in knee-deep, but before they know it, they're in water over their head because they've been pulled out. And the guards recognize these rip currents. They go in and make the rescue, pull the person out of the rip current, and make them safely back on shore again.
What type of rescues, you were saying, what happens to the swimmer when all of a sudden you have 200 and so of rescues like this? What are you talking about? Are they really, really tough to rescue? Are they just running out of oxygen and energy at that point? What's happening with them?
Well, that's a good point. Not all 230 people would have drowned yesterday, but we don't want people to get to the point where they're so panicked and exhausted that they are fearing for their life. So when a guard sees somebody, our beach patrol, the mission is, number one, education. Two is prevention. When we're this far apart, though, doing the education and prevention is very difficult because the guards in some places might have been six blocks apart. So basically, the guard's looking for somebody that's being pulled out in a rip current. They try to get signal to them to swim sideways because the rip current's not very wide. But if the person's not making progress, then the guard makes the decision to go make the rescue. When they make the rescue, this time of the year, we have our mobile patrols are backing them up. So if anything goes wrong, they can go and get them. So the big thing about the rip current is that it's pulling them away from shore into deeper water where they never intended to swim.
Captain Arben, I know that there are warning messages that go out to people. Why do you think it is that so many folks don't listen to those messages and get into the water and think they can swim anyway?
Well, first of all, when people come to the ocean, if they're not experienced with the ocean, they think of the swimming like a backyard pool. Well, backyard pools, there's no current in a backyard pool that's going to pull you from the shallow end into the deep end if that's not where you intended to be. They don't understand the dynamics of the ocean. We have two things we ask people to do. Number one, we ask them to check in with the guard. If they take the time to check in with the guard can explain any hazards. The second thing, which is so, so important, is the saying we have, keep your feet in the sand until there's a lifeguard in the stand. And that's the message to tell people never swim when we're not on duty. I put mobile patrols out last night. We went off duty at 5:30, and we kept mobile patrols out till dark last night. We made several rescues last night, but the beach patrol's been off duty. Had we not been out there, some of those people may have lost their lives because they just think they can handle the ocean, and they just don't understand the strength of the ocean and the strength of the rip currents.
Well, thank you so much for all that advice, Ocean City Beach Patrol Captain Butch Arben there from Ocean City, Maryland.